Good morning, Gina. This is Garrett West, pastor of First Baptist Gina, and this morning we'll continue exploring the question, who is Jesus? Currently, we're walking through key moments in his life and earthly ministry, focusing now on a major theme in his ministry, the kingdom of God, in the famous Sermon on the Mount from Matthew 5-7. In this sermon, Jesus describes what citizens of the kingdom of heaven look like and what they do. Today, we will finish summarizing the Sermon on the Mount. The final leg in this famous sermon ties everything up into a nice bow for us. The overarching theme of the final section is that of judgment. And in that larger theme, there's a smaller theme of assurance. Basically, assurance is feeling sure of our citizenship in the kingdom of heaven. When one has assurance, they feel sure of their hope. When one does not have assurance, they constantly feel uncertain and heavy about their eternal destiny, and rightfully so. Well, God wants his people to have assurance. At the end of 1 John, John summarizes his letter in this way, in chapter 5, verse 13. I write these things to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life. Now, isn't that great news? God wants those who believe in the name of the Son of God to know that they have eternal life. To know, one simply has to go back and read the letter of 1 John. I often encourage individuals who are struggling to know whether or not they're truly saved to go back and read the short book, simply because it was written for that purpose. Well, 1 John isn't the only place in the Bible that helps to assure Christians of their status in God's kingdom. Every single passage in the Bible that describes Christians serves this purpose. Well, this is especially true of the final chapter in the Sermon on the Mount. Christians are recognized by their fruits. A good tree produces good fruit. But this good fruit is not owed to Christians, but to God who is transforming them. Christians are recognized in that they do God's will. Christians are recognized in that they build their houses on the rock of Christ and not the shifting sands of our good works. And this brings us to one of Jesus' major points in the Sermon on the Mount concerning the kingdom of God. One's citizenship is not earned or determined by what one does. This is such an important point, and so many people miss this. I think one of the reasons why is that they can't recognize within themselves when this describes them. Put simply, we think we are trusting in Jesus, but we are actually trusting in our good works. Well, in Jesus' conclusion to the sermon, he gives some indicators that one has missed the mark here. One who has missed the mark is a judgmental person. This doesn't mean making moral judgments. We are all supposed to do that. Rather, this means sitting in judgment over the soul of another based upon what they do compared to what you do. Jesus says, with the measure you use, it will be measured to you. So put simply, if you condemn another soul because their lives don't quite measure up to yours, you're in trouble because yours doesn't quite measure up to another. Another sign that one has missed the mark is what one might say to God on Judgment Day. Lord, Lord, I spoke on your behalf. I shared the gospel. I taught Sunday school. I read my Bible. I prayed regularly. I fed the hungry. And his response will be, I never knew you. Our assurance isn't wrapped up in how much we do or what we do. Rather, it's who we are. What we do has the ability to reveal to us who we truly are, but it does not determine it. So cling to Christ by faith and live for God's will. Only then can you truly be assured of your salvation.